Our scripture reading for this morning is found in Romans chapter 13, beginning with verse 11 and reading as follows. And do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Would you please bow your head with me? Enlighten our minds, we pray, O God, by the Spirit who proceeds from you, so that as your Son has promised, we may be led into all truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. There was, back in my first year of college, or perhaps I was a senior in high school, I don't actually remember anymore, but there was, in those days, a country western singer by the name of Cal Smith. He came from Oklahoma, and I was from Oklahoma. That was reason enough for me to like him. Cal had a string of three or four hits during those years, and then he just sort of faded into obscurity like so many singers do. But he had a knack for singing novelty songs, kind of humorous songs. And one of those songs that became a big hit for him was entitled, "The Lord Knows I'm Drinking." And the song is about a man who is walking into, or maybe out of, or maybe he's sitting in a bar, and in comes the town gossip and sees him there. And the song is directed toward that person who likes to tell tales. I don't know why I still remember this chorus after some 35 years, but I still remember it. And the words go like this. The Lord knows I'm drinking and running around, and he don't need your loudmouth informing the town. The Lord knows I'm sinning, and sinning ain't right. But me and the good Lord's going to have us a good talk later tonight. I've known Christians with that attitude, haven't you? In fact, truth be told, I've had that attitude plenty of times myself. That attitude that says to our conscience, just a little more sinning and then I'll quit. And besides, I'll straighten it out with the Lord later. After all, I'm already forgiven. Well, in our Bible lesson for this morning, St. Paul has a warning for people who talk like that to their conscience. He says that Christians are to watch our behavior and our thoughts and lay aside those that do not conform to godliness. Listen to some of the words that he said in our lesson. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy, but rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. There are lots of reasons why Christians should be mindful of their thoughts and behavior. I'd like to mention three this morning, two of which are found directly in this passage. First of all, Paul says we should be careful of our behavior because the night is nearly over. And what he means is that the coming of Jesus is near. In fact, he says it's nearer than when we first believed. Well, wouldn't we have to say that's true in our day, that the coming of Jesus is closer today than it's ever been. That day that he returns to take you and me to heaven is coming soon. And you know what Jesus said? He said we should actually be watching and waiting for him. What does Paul mean? The night is nearly over. Well, what he means by night is this age of sin that we live in. This age has extended from the time that Adam first took a bite of the fruit in the Garden of Eden, and it will continue until the day that Jesus has his second coming and we meet him in the air. He means to say that this world, though it is a place of beauty externally, is actually a place of darkness now. People are born without knowing God. In fact, it's worse than that. Scripture says that people are born as natural-born enemies of God. This age is an age when sin dominates our world. You can see it all around you. You can see it here. You can see it everywhere. But Jesus will come. And which would you rather be doing when he returns? Sinning? In sexual sin when Jesus returns? In drunkenness? And look what else Paul throws into this list of sins. I never used to think that these were among the big sins, you know, but dissension. Well, quarreling is what that means. Jealousy. How did that make it into the list of these big sins? Well, because to God they are big sins. So the first reason we should be careful of our behavior is because night is nearly over. The second reason is because though the day is coming, it hasn't arrived yet. It's still dark outside. The human eye is something really neat. Our eyes can get used to the dark. And you know, once you're used to the dark, you can be in a room that is pitch black, and the only thing it takes for you to be able to find your way around is a match. You strike a match, you can find your way around the room. This world is full of people whose eyes are used to the dark. That's all they've ever known is darkness. And it doesn't take a lot of light to shine in a place like that. Just a little bit. All it takes is one Christian to shine their light, and people will see it. Just takes one Christian, and guess what? Wherever you are, there is a Christian. So that's the second reason we need to watch our behavior. People need to see the light. There is another reason why we want to watch our behavior, and that is because it was very costly to wash away our bad behavior. You say, well, hold on just a second. I thought the Bible said that forgiveness is free. Well, it is for you and me. It is free for us. But it was very costly for Jesus. For you were redeemed, the Bible says, not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of Christ. A lamb without blemish or defect. The cleansing of my sin was an expensive cleansing. But the neat thing is this. No one forced Jesus to go to the cross. He wanted to go. I love that passage that says, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. That was the last time he went to Jerusalem. He went there for the purpose of giving his life to pay for your sins. He knew that if he did, you could live with him forever. And so he did. And he, by his own blood, purchased the forgiveness of all of your sins, and he has given it freely to you and to me. So believe it. It is yours. And by faith, then, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Would you please bow your head with me again? Lord God, Heavenly Father, make us watchful and heedful in awaiting the coming of your Son, so that when he shall stand at the door and knock, he may not find us sleeping in carelessness and sin, but awake and rejoicing in his appearance. Through the same, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.